there must be a con like me in every prison in America. I'm the guy who can get it for you. Cigarettes, a bag of reefer, if that's your thing. A bottle of brandy to celebrate your kid's high school graduation. Damn near anything within reason. Yes, sir, I'm a regular Sears and Roebuck.
Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You freeze, bitch!
Oh, shit! I'm fucked.
Now back up, put the gun down, and give me a pack of Tropical Fruit Bubblicious. And some Skittles.
Shit, no, me and Sal Bob are pro-choice. Women's bodies are on fucking business.
But what are you doing hanging around?
Well, we're here to pick up chicks. We figure abortion clinics are a good place to meet loose women. Why else would they be here in this like the fuck?
I thought you were stupid, friend. But I underestimated you. You were a total freaking retard.
Now you see me, now you're dead.
The pen is blue. The pen is blue! The goddamn pen is blue!
You're listening to Comic Cancuzzi, your weekly podcast for all your garbage, kitchen comedy, and nerdy news! I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
I'm Tyler. Tyler. Listen, right? Cole was waiting for the count in and the metronome to go, but I got it smoothed out this week.
Oh, good. Okay. That thing's kind of distracting.
Well, it's not. You just got to be in time, Cole. We are listening to Comic Can. You got like a rapper. Speaking of rappers, Cole, a rapper died this week.
Oh, that sucks. Biz Markie.
Oh, I thought he was a local artist.
What? What? Really?
Well, it said Biz Mark, and I'm that guy.
Biz Markie. Are you serious? You don't know this guy?
I've seen him in things, I think.
You got what I need.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now I know.
But he was
did a song called The Vapors, which is just as good, if not better. It wasn't nearly as popular, but this song called The Vapors, and it's about him, how everyone talked shit about him before he was successful, and then he got successful, and then all these people are like wanting to be his buddy. He's like, fuck off, and then they get the vapors.
Well, here's the deal. I told myself I would never listen to another artist that died again.
You're a
Wait
fool.
A second. How?
Huh?
How?
No more Johnny Cash. Like no, we never have to listen to Taylor's version of Hurt again. Thank God. Yeah.
Well, no. I can sing it. I just can't listen to it.
So you can't re-listen to it, so your version's just going to get shittier and shittier.
That's just the way
it goes. Wait, I think that's how it goes.
You know what's fucked up is he's only listened to Beethoven's second. Just the sequel, never the original.
Right. But no. Honestly, like I feel I do that too often where I'll jump on a bit of a bandwagon, like, oh, okay, this guy died or this person died. I better check out some of their music. So I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna wait for it to come more organically, come across my path. Like if Cole's over some night and says, hey, check this out, it's Biz Markie, and then I'll be like, oh yeah, okay.
Dude, you were just singing along to this song with us.
I know, but more of an in depth into the discography.
Okay.
So yeah.
Sure.
I don't want to jump on the death bandwagon, if you will.
On the death record sales that go somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. That happened. That does happen quite a bit.
Fuck that. That should go to the fam. Well, I don't know. Whoever, I guess.
Yeah.
So Malati's kid, Brandon, has been pissy with me. Not gonna say why. It's just been for about a month.
It's a great story, but is he warming up?
Okay. Right, cool. So yesterday, he was upset with her because she was gonna come hang out with me for a little while.
Okay.
I'm like, what the fuck? Like, we're just gonna go get lunch and then fucking walk around for a little bit and then come back. But I didn't say nothing. Like, and she's like, yeah, I don't know what's going on with him. She's like, well, me and him are supposed to have a movie night. You want to come over? I was like, no, because I'll show up, and then he doesn't want to watch no movies with you. And then so I went home, and I went to from home, I went over to my parents' house, and they were going to have this birthday party for my grandma and stuff. And I get a text while I'm there. I had offered to give him a job. to work for me.
Oh, okay.
At the place I work for.
Oh,
okay.
So I thought there was something else in the works here. I'm
the
like,
fuck is wrong with you?
I meant like 14
year old kids.
A butler.
No,
a butler.
You know I run. I manage a business.
Yeah,
I can give people jobs.
A butler.
I
have a job for you.
But he's like,
geez, all right.
He's like, no, and she's like, it's got nothing to do with you. But yeah, it's probably because of me.
Yeah.
But then
maybe he just doesn't want to, or is he actually interested in working anywhere?
He wanted a job.
He wants some money.
But,
yeah, money.
But
time.
So he got all mad that I went and had lunch with her yesterday. And so she got home, and then he was being a little butthole.
Wait, where did you go for lunch?
The Clay Oven.
Oh, that's a great place.
Did
okay.
He know
he should not be
you
angry
went? Because I mean,
so
he was just jealous.
Yeah, he's upset, and he's being a little butthole, and then he's like. Throwing a tantrum and stuff, and then she's like, "Dude, he's getting a job whether he wants to or not." So I come over with an application. And I help him fill it out, yeah. And I ask him like some questions after he fills it out, like, "Hey, you know, like just because you know me and like you know I'm not going to treat you special and stuff, right?"
Yeah.
And I talk to him for a little while, and then I was like, "Okay, you're hired." And she's sitting right behind me, and she had a few drinks in her, and she. All of a sudden, someone punches me in the back, and she goes, "He is? You're serious?" I'm like, "Oh, fuck!" Like, right? So yeah, I hired him. So good.
Good.
And now we're buds
again. It's sure gonna suck when you have to fire him.
Yeah, it's gonna be really
you're not gonna
awkward.
Be buds
I didn't
anymore.
I didn't tell her that, but I've already been thinking that.
Yeah, you're like, "Oh, no. He's not gonna work."
But
he hasn't even clocked in. Yeah. He's already looking towards.
So
the door.
Yeah, so I hired him, and it was cool. But before I hired him, and he was still a little mad at me yesterday. So he took her phone, and I knew it wasn't her, but he texted me.
Great.
He
okay.
texted me from her phone. Okay. And it just says, "Shoes are cool." Like, shoes are, the letter R, cool.
Shoes are cool.
Well, they are.
So I just text back, "I don't know what that means," because I didn't know it was her. And then this is how I knew it was her, or him,
okay.
How I knew it was him. He goes, "My feet smells like moldy cheese. You still like me?" Now,
what the hell?
Now, I'm not saying she wouldn't text me that, right? But she would have said, "You still love me," right?
Oh,
right then.
Wow.
So right then, I was like, "Oh, this is Brandon. This
well,
isn't Molly."
Wait, before you go on, so was he trying to?
I think he was trying to start some shit. Right?
My feet smell like moldy cheese.
You still like me?
You still like me? Or?
Oh,
she would have said, "You still love me." So I knew it wasn't her. So I just text back, "Nope." He goes, "I know there's a lot of people who like moldy cheese feet. You're lost, though." And then I just text right back, "On my way."
"I got to see these moldy feet.
I got to check this
I
foot
knew
fungus.
It. I knew it was him.
That's funny. Oh, shit. That sounds better than my week, though.
No.
How was your week?
Well, I went to the casino.
Oh.
What?
In the middle of the week.
What? I didn't get a phone call.
I don't know if you would have. We
I probably wouldn't.
We went at 10 in the morning.
Wow. You had a midweek day off.
Yeah, I did. I had a Wednesday off, and I said, "Rob, let's go to the casino." And Robbie goes, "Yeah, I could fuck with some table games and some rapid roulette." I said, "Let's do it."
Okay.
So we went down there, and I decided to reactivate my Players Club card.
Sure. Get said, those points.
Yeah. Well, and then because I reactivated it, they said, "Go spin that wheel."
What? There's a wheel?
The digital wheel, yeah.
I didn't know you even know about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
all right.
I got to spin the wheel, and because Robbie was a referral of mine, I got another spin. So I got $20 in free slot play.
Nice.
It was awesome.
And then you were able to play that the whole time, right?
Well, kind of.
Really?
Well, I know when to hold them and when to fold them. So when Uncle Taylor's up $85
hey,
or $90,
all right.
I'm gonna call it quits. Because Robbie was fucking pissed. He went to play table games and rapid roulette. We get down there, and right away we said, "It's awfully dark in here." It's like, okay, whatever. So we were walking around, and we got to about halfway through, about where the table games are.
Yeah.
And all the machines were shut off from like the lodge to about halfway in. I'm like,
really?
What? Yeah. I said, well, this is weird.
Yeah.
So we're walking around. I'm like, well, maybe it's COVID, or maybe it's, I don't know, these machines aren't used, so they just decided to save power.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, middle of the week.
Well, it turns out a transformer blew out. So they were running on limited power.
That's one unlucky casino.
It sure is. Yeah. And Robbie was fucking pissed because he doesn't like playing slot machines. Because he doesn't like the minimum bet. He maxes it every time.
Oh. So he blows through it too
so
quickly.
So he took out like 140 bucks and he was done in about, I'd say, 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And he said, fuck, I'm done with this shit. It sucks. I hate it. I'm like, well, I'm having a great time.
Was Rapid Roulette still closed then?
Yeah, that was part of the power.
And then for table games, I don't think if you went that early, I don't think they usually have those open until a bit later in the afternoon.
Yep. So he was shit out of luck.
Too bad.
So speaking of...
I bought him lunch, though.
There you go.
I bought him lunch, and I bought a pair of shoes that Cole actually complimented.
Oh.
I couldn't even believe it.
Did I really?
Have I seen them?
I don't think
Oh, they're upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, you did. I said, touch my shoes, and you said, no, I'm not touching your shoes.
Oh, and that was a compliment.
He said, those are awesome shoes. And I said, yeah, you should feel it, because they're Vans, okay?
Oh, but, yeah, I did. They were cool.
They're Vans, but they've got the comfort cush, you know, because all you old skateboarders can't wear Vans anymore. So they said, we need to put some comfortable insoles in these things, and holy shit, those are some comfortable goddamn shoes.
Okay.
So I was very surprised.
We were talking about the casino and cash.
Yeah.
So the other day, I see Taylor, and I was like, hey, Taylor, you like stupid shit. I have all these $2 bills and 50-cent pieces. I got $5 worth of them. Do you want them? And Taylor only had $3 on him, so he bought...
$3
a $2 bill and two 50-cent pieces.
Yeah. I still have
them. Here's the other $2 bill. Do you have $2? Will you trade me?
I will.
I hate this $2
I've actually
bills
got a. I've got a
$2 pieces.
Are these ones that came in through?
Well, now it's all crumpled and gross. Let me tell you.
The other ones were. It was already crumpled and
gross.
Okay,
let me tell you. I've got two 50-cent pieces upstairs.
Yeah.
You want those?
No.
They're JFK dollar half dollars. They're awesome.
They don't even look real. If they look like JFK, hey, the back of his head wouldn't be on that fucking coin.
Neither would Abraham Lincoln.
Come on, that was a good one. We didn't even get a laugh out of
it. It was too soon for Adam, all right? Way too
soon.
There
it is.
It's way too soon. But so I do. I guess I like stupid shit, Cole.
Hey, can you put a $2 bill in a slot machine?
Oh, sure.
I bet it won't read it.
I'm sure you can. I just don't know if it'll work.
You'll never get it back either. Yeah.
it's in there forever. And then it was our buddy Elijah's 40th year anniversary for life.
Yeah.
This weekend. So we went out to the Craft Cave for a bit.
Cool.
He was a bit irate about life. Because
he turned 40?
Well, no, but he was pissed because he wanted to head out of town.
He got to for 2 days, and then he came back because his and his sister's birthday are 10 years apart and on the same day. He's turning 40 and she's turning 50.
Yeah.
She was supposed to have this big party.
And that never happened.
Oh.
And so he was going to be out of town for 3 days, and instead he was only got to go camping for 2 days.
Well, he should have.
He got back into town, and she never got a hold of him.
I went to the casino on Saturday for a show, Lance Burton.
How was it?
I had been inviting Elijah to go to Lance Burton many times. I said, I can get you a free ticket. It's your birthday weekend. Let's go. Let's see some magic together.
But he was holding out for his sister.
Yeah, I was like, I texted him like the day before. And I was like, hey, Lance Burton. He's like, what? When's that? And I'm like, dude, I've told you so many times about Lance Burton. He's like, oh, I got my sister's birthday thing.
Never
I was
happened.
Like, okay, all right, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm going.
I talked to him this morning, and I was like, so, hey, how was camping? Oh, it was cool. I got to see buffalo and elk and antelope and all this shit. And I was like, cool. How was your sister's thing? She never answered. I was just like, dude, that fucking sucks. He was having a good time out there.
He was. She fucked
him. Too bad. He would have had a better time at Lance Burton, which was awesome.
Was it?
Yeah.
Any cool magic tricks?
Yeah.
That were revealed?
Lance Burton kind of, he was more like an MC for the thing because I didn't know. It was like Lance Burton and friends, basically.
Yeah, okay.
So he had like three acts with him.
Nice.
And he did some, you know, basic tricks and kind of got kids up on the stage and stuff to do magic with them. So that was cool. And
did he make any of them disappear?
No.
Forever?
Maybe some went backstage. I don't know, but they He was more like an ambassador to magic. I think was trying to recruit kids to be like interested in magic.
Well, yeah.
And be like, hey, I have the paperwork to sign you up for the Guild of Magicians Guild. If anyone's interested,
$50.
Yeah.
I'll make $50 disappear.
But no, there was some amazing tricks. The audience, I'll say, wasn't the best, I don't think. Because I was like, holy, wow. And everyone else is just like, I was like, this is amazing. Like, I'm not going to try to explain these tricks. But
you should have heckled the audience.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You guys suck.
This is awesome.
It was cool. And my favorite act didn't even do magic. He was a juggler. He was just hilarious.
Jugglers are kind of cool, too. I like magicians better, but jugglers are pretty cool.
Yeah, he was just...
Wow, you should have this conversation. I had the same exact conversation with Elijah, Nancy, and Deanne, and they all said jugglers could suck a dick.
No.
And I said, what are you talking about?
No.
I mean, they can. That's their choice, man. I'm not going to shit on their lifestyle.
I said, I even said to Elijah, I said, this is one of... I said, your favorite magician started as a juggler. Penn Jillette.
Yeah.
And he said, well, he's not a juggler anymore. I said,
he can still, he still juggles.
He is a juggler.
Yeah. But, well, this middle guy, he did this one thing that I thought was hilarious because he was just joking the whole time and he was juggling and stuff. And so he's like, he's got these swords and he's, they're very sharp and whatever. And he started juggling them. And then he dropped one and he's like, off the floor. He just ran over and picked it up. He's like, you don't see that very often, huh?
Improv. I like it.
Off the floor.
What was his name? Do you remember?
I can't. No, and I tried to look up whoever was touring with him, and I couldn't find any information about it. So I don't know if they rotate out or how it works. Even on like the casino, it only talked about Lance Burton and Lance Burton's history, but it didn't say who he was touring with.
That's lame. Fucked up.
Yeah, so I was kind of, you know, they're.
I want to book that guy for my next bar mitzvah.
And it's not that he, you know, he's like, hey, bring up whoever, you know, they came out and everything.
You should book him for your next bris.
And was this your third or fourth one?
Yeah. They just can't get
the
it right.
Skin won't. It keeps coming back.
But yeah, so we ended up going to the Craftcade.
Was that Saturday?
That was on Saturday, okay. Yeah. And I haven't been there. We've ordered pizza from there, but we haven't you know hung out there since after we've been vaccinated and whatnot. So
yeah.
We checked it out and it was pretty cool. They have a punching machine there now.
Oh, one of those.
And I fucked my finger up good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They cool. should.
You're not supposed to diddle the money slot, dude.
No. Give me my quarters back.
So it's essentially a punching.
Is that free too, or do you got to put some money in that one?
Of course, you got to pay.
There's
for
maintenance
that.
For that one. Yeah, you know, come on.
Because you got some fuckers that
just high kicking it.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I punched it a couple of times, and I said, "Yeah, give it a try." Because I put $10 in, and you get however many tries. And
yeah.
She did it a couple times, and then I'm like, "I'm gonna do this again." And then they were telling me about the technique involved. Of course, there's a technique.
Oh, sure.
So I punch it, but I punched it too high.
Okay.
And it's basically a ball sack attached to a metal rod. And I punched the metal rod.
Yeah. Okay. And that's silly.
Well, yeah, it was. But the next morning.
You have terrible punching aim.
The next morning, I woke up and I'm like, why does it hurt to squeeze? And then I remembered. But there was some guy there. He was an employee. He's like, hey, let me show you how to do it. I'm like, bitch, I just paid for this.
Yeah.
And you want to use my credits?
Go ahead. Yeah, I knew. Yeah, whatever. I'm done punching. My hand hurts.
Exactly. So he showed us how it was done.
Cool.
Fortunately, on his try, though, he punched through the thing and smashed his knuckles against the machine. So.
Did he set a new high score?
No.
Oh, well, you know, whatever.
On my Saturday night, after I got off work, I skateboarded home and everything, and Shay and Natalie were out in the backyard, and I'm talking with Shay and Natalie, and... Shay's sitting over to my right, and I'm just bullshitting with him, and Natalie's kind of just, she's off doing her own thing. And I'm just looking over to my right, and then there's kind of a lull in the conversation, and I look straight ahead, and I see this big white blur. And I was like,
Taylor?
Oh! Not that big. I was like, oh, cat! And like, I just walk up, and I just start walking right at the cat. This fucker was 12 feet away from Gunner, and he was stalking him.
Oh,
he was trying to get our rabbit.
Wow.
So I pick him up.
I didn't even know Gunnar was involved in this.
He yeah,
didn't even
Gunnar
our
rabbit.
Now.
Gunnar our rabbit. And so I pick up the cat, and my brother's like, "Get that fucker out of here!" And I was like, "Oh yeah." I was like, "Yeah." So I take him to the front, and I somebody's cat. You know, I don't want to hurt the cat or nothing.
he just booted him away across the street.
I wanted to punt him, but I just put him down. And then the little shit starts walking right towards the backyard again. So I pick him up and I put him down, and he starts walking back towards the backyard again. So I was going to pick him up, and he hissed at me. So I squirted my can of beer all over him, and then he ran away.
Okay.
And now he won't fuck with my rabbit.
I thought you were coming back. I squirted my piss all over. Just whipped it out.
I'll piss all over that pussy.
Wow.
Ew. Whatever you're into. I'm not here to yuck your yum. Okay. All right. Break time.
Yucked my yum.
All right, we're back, and naturally, all the good conversations happened
on break. Wait, I want to talk
about. I'm telling you, we need to start a Patreon account.
You need to stop telling us we need to go on break.
And we step outside, we just hit a record button, and then everybody gets to listen to those conversations.
Oh, that's the extra.
Wait. I got some shit.
Pay $5 to meet to us.
Supporter exclusive, I see.
So, did you see Taylor's new glasses?
Taylor
got these new tinted glasses.
Yeah, you talked about
them.
They're
tinted purple, and he comes into work.
Blue.
He comes into my job the other night. They're purple. But comes into my job the other night, and he's like, "What do you think?" I was like, "Oh, they look good." And he's like, "Oh, I thought you were going to talk shit." Here's the thing. I was going to talk shit, but I decided to save it for the podcast.
Oh, you meant they look good. But you were being mean about it.
He wrote.
Why aren't you wearing them?
I swear to God, Cole, did you write down these insults?
Oh, a lot of them.
Why aren't you wearing them?
I just didn't. Because they're blue tinted and
they're more for outdoors.
No, but yeah,
they're blue tinted. He basically looks like if Robert Downey Jr. stayed on the drugs.
Yeah, okay, that's good. I like that one. Keep them rolling.
Let's go for the more. Let's roast me some more here.
Marilyn Manson called and he wants his sunglasses back.
Okay.
Manson.
Yeah. He's always wearing the tinted glasses.
He'd wear the red ones, I think.
And he wears purple ones, too.
They're not purple.
They're fucking purple. You look like
I'll be the final judge in this.
You look like a professional poker player who only plays poker online.
All right.
You look like Dave Bautista was made out of melted ice cream.
Ah! Yeah, he wears those colored ones. Hey, these are so good.
I'm in good company then, huh?
You look like a visible fart.
I would say
that if you weren't wearing those glasses, but you do look like a visible fart.
You should have opened up. This one has nothing to do with the glasses, but.
I still think Deanne had the best roast, though.
Which one? I want to hear this.
But it was genuine.
Did she say it before you got him?
No, when I got him. And that's how you know a roast is good, especially when it comes from Deanne, because it's genuine. And it's not really insulting you. She's just stating a fact.
Okay.
You look like Pitbull.
I remember that.
I thought that was your selling point on it. I'd be like, sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to grow a pencil mustache.
Mr. Worldwide.
Flo Rida. Wait, is that the same guy?
No. That's Flo Rida. Completely different guy.
They're both from Florida. They are performing in Florida.
Oh. Pitbull is Mr. Worldwide.
Okay.
And Flo Rida is... Flo Rida.
Does anyone know what Flo Rida does?
Yes, he was WWE guy.
Oh, great.
He did some music for one of their WrestleManias or something.
Okay, cool.
Sometimes.
Oh, I got a good feeling. Yeah. When you started off, I thought you were going to bust into Roxanne.
Yeah,
you
song.
Don't got to turn.
If you're going to sing it, you got to sing it.
The police are suing Pitbull.
Sure.
For having the same song. Anyway. Yeah, that was great. I got a taste test, Cole.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay!
It's bitchin' sauce.
Okay, but so we're going to try bitchin' sauce. It says,
Is it sauce or cheese dip?
It's okay.
It looks like cheese dip.
It's neither.
So you can dip it.
Okay.
You can spread it or smother it on your favorite savory food. And
you did not buy savory food. You just bought
okay. So this is Mini Nan. Stonefire Nan dippers. Yeah. So That might affect the flavor. I don't know. Probably
so,
not.
Okay, but. Okay. So if you know me, I hate sauces that have gimmicky names. Okay.
Like bitchin' sauce.
Like kick ass or motherfucking hot fucker sauce.
Devil's butt juice.
Oh, I've had all of those.
Yeah, I hate that. So when I saw bitchin' sauce, I'm like, I don't know. But I did. I what intrigued me is that it's an almond dip.
Yeah, okay. That is
so I said, okay, okay. So I hate your name, but you got an almond dip going on. So let's give it a whirl.
All right.
You got a garbage down here?
No.
Well, you're going to need one.
Here, you're going to throw up?
Jam that on top of here? I don't know. Okay.
I got this down.
Well, that's more liquidy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
yeah, I thought it was a cheese sauce. It's just.
Oh, Adam's going to drink it.
No, I'm smelling it.
It's a Chipotle.
That smells nice.
Yes, it's good.
Okay, I'm excited to taste it because I want to be like, that could be cheese.
Oh, yeah,
That's what I want to expect. Like, that could be cheese.
Okay.
But it's not even saying it's a cheese. It's just saying it's a sauce, and it's a Chipotle flavor.
Right, and right away when I tried it, I kind of made the face.
Oh, you've
cold.
Already tried this?
Of course I've tried
I thought
this.
You just opened it in front of us.
Well, not this. Not this batch. I got another one upstairs. So I dipped it, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I don't know if I like this. And then I tried a little more.
I don't hate it. It's sweeter than I thought. It's got a small kick, but like it would be like a half of a jalapeno out of five jalapenos.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
It's good. I like it. I like it. I'll buy it.
Is it bitchin' though?
Now I'm putting my finger in here, or okay, I'll put it right here. So I want to know. Mm. Does it have like a little texture? Mm-hmm. Is it ground almonds
in there?
It's
grainy.
Yep.
Is that the almonds in there?
Because the other night I was
it's good. I like
I
it.
I would say I would give this a 4.5 out of 5.
Yeah. I think it's really good.
This is the second jar I bought. How much would you pay for a tub like this, Cole?
Not a lot. I don't pay a lot for
condiments.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how much would you pay?
I don't know. $7, $8 maybe.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
$20.
Shut up.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it was like I think $7.
You win.
You win. You get it. You get buy some more sauce, Cole.
Where did you get this shit at?
Costco.
That's the only place I've seen.
Costco's
it, yeah.
Chipotle bitchin' sauce. Bitchin' and saucy. Organic.
Orgasmic.
Dude, why don't people fucking pay me to do fucking commercials?
Yeah, and you know what? And
I was good at that shit.
You never answer
your
phone.
Okay, again, if you're going to call this, you know, quote,
Bitchin' sauce.
Why wouldn't you say, orgasmic Nick?
Is that what that's? Orgasmic Nick?
Does
it say, organic? Is that what
it
says?
Yeah, yeah. why not?
Organic.
Right? You're already using an adult word. Why not just push it the envelope a little
because
more?
Because TV and YouTube has trained us that bitchin' is not a bad word anymore.
What?
I'm going to start eating
things. Back when I was a kid, you couldn't say bitchin' on TV. But now, like, bitchin' is basically the word "the." You can say it as much as you want.
Okay, what about what?
It's
about,
not a real swear.
What
word.
About
now? If they said, "Hey, this is cunt sauce," they'd have a problem. All right.
Okay, but
not in
if
the
I
UK.
Were to say if
not in the UK, not in Australia either.
If I were to say, I'm having an orgasm right now,
and I'd say, "Bitchin'."
Well, no, I'm just saying like that's.
I'd say, "Bitch, that's for men only."
I would say that's gross. That's offensive to you, Cole. A natural process of the
no,
human
but you don't
body?
Really want to think about. I don't think you
I'm
want to think about
mean right now
that shit coming down your throat. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
What are you gonna?
I mean, maybe a lady orgasm. That's fine if it's coming down your throat.
I don't think I'm ever gonna eat anything, ever, and go.
Orgasmic.
Orgasmic.
Well,
maybe.
This little fucker on the front does.
And that's what I'm trying to figure
out.
Hey,
is this the kid from the, like, is this one of the kids that they put on top of condiments now instead of the back of milk cartons? Like, this little kid saying,
he's been gone for years.
Organic.
Okay, but I hate when they do shit like this.
Okay.
When they're like, everything on the package is organic. So, organic water.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Organic sunflower oil. Ah, yes. Organic almonds, organic lemon juice, organic soy sauce, organic...
Wait.
Plastic container.
Yeah, exactly.
What's non-organic water?
Oh, Oh, sorry. That one was on there.
I'll make some in a few hours. Just give me a couple more beers, dude.
What is non-organic water? I need to know this.
Like, if you were to piss, like, if you were eating a, like Cole says, if you were to be eating or drinking a lot of stuff, and then you just so happen to have a water filter from the movie Waterworld, and you peed into it, you were not eating organic that day.
Not anymore, because I filtered it. Wouldn't organic be straight out of the river or the lake? That's organic. Because once you start messing with
it. Oh, shit, we're eating river water.
Yeah.
No, we're not. It's not organic.
Yeah.
River water's organic.
River water's straight up organic, man.
Came right out of the snowy hills of Montana.
Okay, I was mistaken, though.
Not
organic water.
Okay.
Right out
They're messing with the water.
Right out of the L.A. River.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was watching this this YouTube channel about this fucker that was fishing out of the L.A. River?
No.
What, did he catch a body? Did he catch a disease? What, did he catch? He
laughing.
Just got disappointed.
No, he caught a carp. He's like, well, I'm teaching homeless people how to fish.
Yeah.
So he fishes out of the, he pulls out a fucking carp, right? And he's like, well, I got to clean this.
So he's telling me he didn't eat this shit.
He
fed it to homeless people is what it sounds like.
So he's waist deep in this cesspool, right? Literal cesspool.
Oh, God.
And he takes out a garbage bag and puts it over a washing machine that's just out in the middle of the river. It starts gutting this fish. It's like, that is just.
Hey, a fucking washing machine. In L.A. is a North Dakota fish cleaning table, all right?
So there you go.
Don't fucking judge those poor fuckers.
I'm not judging.
Their state is halfway on fire all the time. Like,
I'm not judging. I was impressed.
They're either shaking around or burning. Don't give them shit.
I'm not. I was just.
And then he cooked it?
I didn't get that far. It was one of those catch and clean videos. And I just
cleaned it with the same water. He just caught it in.
Yeah.
Just extra nutrients on there now.
And that's the thing about it. Like, it couldn't have been a game traditionally a game fish. You know, like, oh, I got a pike or a trout or a walleye. Of course it was a fucking carp.
A bottom feeder carp, yes.
From
it's
LA.
Eating all the garbage that's in the water.
Oh, yeah, this is good eating. Yeah, I once worked with a couple of Iraqi guys, and they told me they were going out fishing one day. I said, oh, great. What are you fishing for? He's like, I don't know what it's called. I said, okay.
Fish.
So I
That's
pulled
I
up.
I'm
so I was
I don't
pulling
know what
up.
I'm
I was pulling
for.
Up all the game fish of North Dakota.
Yeah.
You know, I went to the walleye.
Pike, walleye.
I said, he's
sometimes
like,
in some certain lakes, bass.
Well, and that's the
trout.
Thing. Trout. Everything. I said, what is it? I went through all the game fish.
Fucking sunfish.
Nothing. None of it.
This dude was fishing for catfish or carp, was he?
Carp. Yep. Full-on carp. He's like, oh, yeah, that's it. How do you catch these things?
You go over
I
to-
I said, do you have any hot dogs?
Yeah, I need fucking dead animals laying around the house. Just cut them up and fucking throw them on the end of a hook. Just make sure it hits the bottom and you'll catch one.
Success.
You go over to the pier, they'll give you a little thing of cheese balls. You throw them in there. Tons of those things just go up and start chowing
down.
Where
is this?
The pier. The restaurant, the pier. They'll give you a little thing of cheese balls. It's for the kids. I eat them. But, you know, whatever. They give them to you to throw in.
For the carp.
For the carp. And you just throw them out. If you're sitting outside, you throw it down there because they're right on the water. And a bunch of these carp are just huge and just go after them. And I'm like, hey, you want to catch them? Just go take a net over there and scoop them out. They're there.
Wow.
Well, I should tell this coworker if they still are around.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. You want carp? I got carp.
It's easy.
Hey,
easy.
All right, we just got done eating these snacks here.
Yeah.
Do you
4.5? I was surprised.
No, it's very good. I enjoy it.
I like it.
Chipotle Bitchin' Sauce. I don't know who the company is that makes them.
What's it say above? That just says Chipotle Bitchin'.
Yeah, that's
it. Is this a Kirkland thing?
But all right, so. Taylor, I believe it was you. Somebody gave me one of these snacks or treats. I hate the word snacks.
A treat.
A treat.
I gave him a treat.
Called Poppables.
Poppables.
They're like almost I don't know. I think it was you because you're always getting dumb shit.
I got to try it.
And they're like,
you're like, here, take my garbage. I didn't like it.
They're like
you eat it.
3D sort of.
Yeah.
Poppables.
They're not chips. They're almost like
puff corn?
Is it made out of rice?
No.
What's it made out of?
So what they did was they took like a waffle cut fry.
Okay.
Almost, but they made it 3D.
But it's not a fully cut potato chip. It's like a crispy type of thing. Sort of like Munchos. You ever have Munchos?
I don't know. Really? I've had Munchies, the Munchos. Mix of things.
No. Munchos.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, they're poppable. You pop them in your mouth. You have a good time.
Okay, but
so here we go.
They're actually fluffy potato chips.
Kinda.
Is that what?
Yeah.
Taylor gave them to me one time. I was like, he's like, what do you think? I was like, it's fucking garbage.
It's
you know?
Sucks.
So
it's
anyway,
fucking garbage.
So anyway,
fucking idiot. What
I'm
do you
over,
think?
I'm over at Mullity's house last night, and she's like, hey, you ever see these? I was like, yes.
Yeah, they're fucking garbage.
I was like, yes. She's like, do you want some? I was like, no. And she's like, why not?
Did you say it just like that? No!
No!
I've had a traumatic experience with poppables.
She's like, why not? I was like, Taylor gave them to me. They're garbage. And she's like, no. They're airy and salty. I go, my balls are hairy and salty. Oh. You can snack on those.
I thought you said airy and salty.
She said it. She said airy and salty.
Airy and salty?
Airy and salty.
I keep hearing Aryan.
Yeah, well, okay.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
These are the airy and salty. I'm like, what does that mean?
So
I
said,
hate the Jews. I don't know.
I said,
what kind of brand is?
My balls are hairy and salty. You should be snacking on those. And she didn't think it was as funny as I did.
Well, I mean, a no thank you would have sufficed.
No.
My balls are hairy and salty, but you're not snacking on those.
Wow, all right. Hey, your dog's a rapist.
Yeah.
Full-on rapist.
So we were talking about Elijah was out of town this past weekend.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And he goes camping and normally brings his dog with him. But
well, no, they weren't camping. They were at a hotel.
Oh, were they?
Yes.
That sucks.
Yeah. I think they were at a hotel anyway. So, yeah, they were at a hotel. So he asked if I would watch
the dog. Well, watch Molly.
Or just step in and tend to the dog every now and then.
But, you know, I tell you one thing about dogs. They're not cats. You gotta interact with these things.
Mm-hmm.
And Molly, I was heartbroken. She was just sitting by the door when it pulled up. And I'm like, I know you wanted me to check on Molly, Elijah. But I said, if it's cool, I'll just take her over. And we'll just watch her for the weekend, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't really think that through because Fritz still has his balls.
He's still got his red rocket going.
Uh-huh.
And his red rocket is still ready to launch.
Ready to launch like Virgin Mobile's airplane thingy.
Galactic.
Virgin Galactic.
God, why is it so hard?
It's just hard.
Actually the Virgin reference it tracks with your dog, Fritz.
Yeah, he's a virgin.
You know, he's not had sex, but he really wants to.
He's had sex with my mom's dog.
Okay.
Oh, well. What's the big
deal? the galactic reference.
He got a UTI.
Oh, that's where it came
from. I think so.
How old's your mom's dog?
He's probably like... he's probably like...
He is.
Like, I don't know, 8, 9. Older.
Okay, so this makes sense. The 18-year-old and the 82-year-old.
Yeah.
All right, the galactic. that reference makes more sense.
There you go. So anyway, yeah. So I felt for Molly. So I said, you know what? I'll take her. I'll take her on home. And didn't think it through. And Deanne said, you didn't think this through. I said, I know.
Well, it was going to be easier for you, really, too. You wouldn't have to keep going over there for
a whole weekend. Well, they still have the cats, though. So I just popped
cats
in.
Cats tend to themselves.
I know, but I was just checking on cats to make sure the food was... Because he got a new automatic feeder.
Yeah, okay.
And I was just making sure it did its process of rotating the food. And it did. So, yeah. And then I did take Molly home for a little while because you could tell she was stressing out.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't because Fritz... Because I tried to keep them separated as much as possible. So, you know, Fritz is on this side of the gate, Molly's on that side of the gate, hanging out with Deanne while she did her, you know, homework, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so I did take Molly home for a couple hours on Friday. So, yeah, and Fritz tried
Fritz.
To have his... He had tried to have his way with her.
Many times.
Many times.
And, yeah, she was outside. Me and Taylor were outside, and she was just, like, eyeing us. She's met both of us hundreds of times, but she was just eyeing us. And I think Deanne forgot that Fritz was outside, and that Molly was outside, and she opened the door, and Fritz comes out. He starts trying to fucking jump on her back, and she does a lap around the yard and then comes up and jumps on me.
Yeah.
And like she stopped eyeing me then. Then she's just like, "Oh, this protector, is this yeah. is my place for the next 2.5 hours.
Uh-huh. Protect me, please. Thank you." So, yeah, my dog's a rapist.
Well,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
What are you gonna do?
This is a dog. It's in.
He's
the,
a dog.
I mean, you most know, people.
Honestly,
do
honestly, I think most male dogs at some point in their life, Cole, are rapists.
Most people need to neuter their dogs. Yours needs to be castrated.
I know. Same thing.
I know.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Just the words are different connotations.
Okay, but he is scheduled to have that done, so we're good okay. to go.
Cool.
Cut him off, and everybody says, "Why? He could procreate." And I said,
"Who's
why?
Everybody?"
Well, I have a friend. Who,
they say you could breed this dog
yeah,
yourself.
They stud their dog. Like, you could stud him. I'm like, okay, well, I already have been. I've been storing his semen. I red rocket him every night. I've got like 3 buckets full of it.
You've been doing
shit,
it
shit, that's not what Chipotle pigeon sauce is it?
Hey, I got you guys.
Organic.
Oh, no, it's organic. Yeah, so.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Taylor.
All right, I'm Cole. Have a good one.